proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me today. It has often been said, more than the Jews have kept the Sabbath has kept the Jew. This famous saying illustrates the connection between the Jewish people and the Torah. Perhaps the stronger connection for the Jewish people during times of trial has been the Passover Seder. Jewish people have kept the Passover, remembering the miracle of God's deliverance of the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt. On the last of the 10 plagues, the death angel came by night, killing the firstborn. The only escape from this fate was by placing the blood of the lamb on the doorposts of the house. Exodus 12, verse 13 reads, "And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." This verse is where we get the word used for the Jewish annual feast of Passover. For thousands of years, Jewish people have kept the Passover. This is so significant as we focus on the tragedies that have fallen on the Jewish people throughout their history. Perhaps the most famous of these tragedies happened over 70 years ago during World War II in what we call the Holocaust. During the Holocaust, Jewish people were systematically targeted for death by the Nazis. In Eastern Europe, over 1,100 ghettos were established, with the Warsaw Ghetto being the largest. About 400,000 Jews were crammed into an area of 1.3 square miles. From here, the Nazis regularly deported thousands at a time to the Treblinka death camps. Living conditions within the Warsaw Ghetto were horrific, as starvation and disease claimed the lives of many. In fact, Germans only allotted 184 calories of food per person a day. Yet, life continued in these difficult circumstances. Schools and synagogues operated under the observation of the Judenrat, or Jewish Council. Theaters and symphonic orchestras provided cultural life. Also, factories provided some employment, and relief works were started. By 1942, the fate of the Warsaw Ghetto was understood by the Jews. It was only a matter of time before the ghetto was to be liquidated. The Jewish resistance fighters were preparing for an inevitable battle with the Nazis. In January of 1943, the Germans entered the ghetto but were surprised by the resistance. They eventually retreated, sustaining notable casualties. The Nazis planned to take revenge and burn the ghetto as a birthday present for Adolf Hitler. This order was actually ordered by Himmler. On April 19, 1943, the Germans began their assault and the final Jewish resistance took place. This date happened to be on the eve of Passover on the Jewish calendar. In the midst of the attack, the Jewish people huddled in bunkers around their Passover tables. Illuminated by the red light of explosives and burning buildings, the Haggadah was read, telling the story of the Exodus and freedom. Significant Jewish resistance held out until April 28, 1943. Captured fighters were sent to Treblinka, from which few survived. These survivors serve as living testimonies for us to tell their stories to the next generation. Let's now focus on the theme of redemption and deliverance now in light of this. The last Passover in the Warsaw Ghetto was important in that it created a unique bond for the Jewish people in their final moments together. It also reminded them of God's deliverance, providing them a source of hope. Even though the battle was eventually lost, the heroic actions of the Jewish resistance fighters served to inspire other cities to rise up against their Nazi oppressors. This was a fight for freedom. Every Passover, a Jewish father will tell his son the story of redemption. Just as the Jews were slaves in Egypt, the Jews were also slaves in the Holocaust. They yearned for redemption and deliverance. Eventually, the Jewish people emerged from the ashes of the Holocaust. But while the world was counting the dead, the Jews were counting the living. God was not finished with the Jews. The last Passover in the Warsaw Ghetto reminds us that not only are the Jewish people are in need of redemption and deliverance, but also the whole world. And that Redeemer is Jesus, the Messiah. The darkness of evil and oppression can only and truly be overcome by Jesus, who is the light of the world. It is Jesus who brings life from death, beauty from ashes, and from mourning to joy. One day he will make all things new. One day we will celebrate the Passover, not in the Warsaw Ghetto, but in the ivory palaces of heaven. What a glorious day that will be. Until then, may we faithfully share his peace and truth with others. And as we do this, may we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.